This is the field they can't. But they expect you escaped.
Them.
God send them an army to redeem them.
You
always enter prayer of warfare.
And
you see people standing.
And they're like these
electric poles and telephone poles.
You know, Muganda
says, stood like an electric pole.
Stand like
a telephone pole, but you have no wire to connect to others, communicate with them.
Now
let me tell you one thing. I'm going to spend 1 month.
And
don't pray any old person in this place. Person spent long here, I'll take a month. I'll begin to pray for yourself. Every issue I'll tell you, pray on and we go. Me, I will look at you.
I will not
pray for you for 1 month the truth. For you too, you've stagnated others.
Me,
I prayed long.
And
you're out there standing.
Any
person, if you spent a month in this place,
come
that this is the issue on my side, I tell you, begin to pray. Praise Jesus.
If you
want to be in the office, the one who comes at
prayer,
if it's a thing of prayer of warfare,
tell
them begin right now.
Begin
to you support them. And hear what they pray.
You're
not going to run
in pain. You stand for Uganda,
but you can't pray for them. Let me wait you come. 1 month, I'm serious.
God, you're
sufficient. We don't care. Peace, we are resting. Don't think of others in problems.
We said
demons no more strangle me. Don't strangle you. Think people out are not strangled by demons. You on the watchtower, you have to help them. You see everything you know and
see. But they see
nothing. They're in the valley of the false church.
Others
in the valley of falsehood.
They rise
hands, let everyone support us up.
They wait you up on the tower, you're doing nothing.
People are lamenting much.
We are born again,
who fell in the false churches. Even people in the
world.
But we are standing up on top. No one
put
hand or a rope of prayer to support them up. Now me, I said in the vision, Lord, stand before these people to pray.
But
they are going to pray for themselves.
And
if you come home, today is 10th, up to 10th of next month. I'm not making any prayer to any person, and you've taken long here, except only the new ones. For you arrived in peace. You are eating, drinking.
Every time you think
others don't need revelation.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So, let's
end that there, but I want to tell you the good thing we've been in the eras of King David, even King Solomon, after they were surrounded by peace and rest. But let's first shift out of them and we go to Egypt and we spend in prayer. Egypt, everyone ate food, but where they got it from, it was making breaks, beatings, and the others. Let's be there for 1 month. I've not said go do things of Egypt. Let's there and first get strengthened. If you feel people, the nations are chasing you out, you will wake up. Who is afraid of that? Fear not. It's for profiting.
Chigasa kubanga tuweba senyo.
Profiting for you've slept much. After peace surrounded you, even bring home no one phrase, demons will
come.
They call Abaddon, be on this side and this side. People outside, you've sent them which prayer? You think of only your own things. But that is like that. It's a month.
You
spent here 2 months. Don't come that I'm to pray for you. If you come,
the person
be in office of counseling and prayer,
he'll
tell you again. After you tell him all,
he tells
that needs prayer of warfare. Lead me and we move on. Didn't we learn all that? Will you claim that you were not taught? Now is the time. Because you train for helping others.
You still
help them today, how will you help them then? Now let's bear that situation
in
the name of the Lord Jesus for profiting.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
and
the Bible reader, Teacher James, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God
to
reaching unto you this time. The call of God on the nation Uganda that has been promising all nations.
God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
That we call God's worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
this is God's final work on the planet Earth. And it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it is known as the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth that God has been promising all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the moment we are in, after we've seen much above and much revelation which is shown in the Bible, in the history, even in the prophecies, this time we began to handle this heading and God reveals me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC, through the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible for 7 years. And God reveals me the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC, through the journey of heaven that moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 and to 2011. From 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, the urim, and the thamim, the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We first got explained on what concerns the spiritual transports. Those we used to go to see our Creator,
and
he reveals us all the heavens, and he too, our God, even his holy angels, and they visit us in those spiritual transports where there is the vision, where there is the dreams, where there is the trance, where there is the azotas, the urim, and the thamim, the spiritual transports. Those transports, as they first appeared in the nation Israel, God
resumed
to reveal them through our nation Uganda, through the call which is on us for all other nations, to prepare them for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, to to take up his holy ones even the end of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we look at the mystery of the 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. The John of Heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years.
So
we saw the mystery of the 7 years. God revealed us the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which appears in the seven spirits of God, still in the lampstand. As God first showed it to Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, from verse 31 to 32, and in Isaiah 11, in the verse 1 and 2, we discovered that fullness of the Holy Spirit, where there is a spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that fullness of the Holy Spirit,
it
began to flow from our nation of Uganda to move the entire world,
to
bring the light of the knowledge of God's words, and to bring the light of knowledge of God's glory before the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And there we discovered also seven groups of angels. As Revelations 8 verse 1 and 2 tells us, the seven angels holding the trumpets for commanding.
And
there are also the other seven in Revelations 15, in the verse 1 and 2. Angels holding weapons of the wrath of God. These groups of the angels, the seven,
and
they put their base in our nation, Uganda, as they put that base in the nation, Israel. Able based in this nation, do the work of God in the world with the Holy Ones. And according to Revelations 5, the verse 11, they move on to show 100 trillion of the angels, those who fight the wars. We also have the other 200 billion, those who work in the bottomless pit. According to Revelations 11, Revelations 9, verse 11 to 16.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now, in all that, the mystery of the John of Heaven, which took 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, and revealed another mystery,
while
the John of Heaven was moved in the Bible,
and
it was revealed through the nation Uganda, for the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda, which has to prepare all other nations and spearhead in preparing other nations the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, orugendo kuba rweguru kubanga rwatambulya mu Bible.
Now, the John of Heaven to have moved in the Bible,
twaso kukuleta bwina akakasanti nokuitibwa kuno kuli ku gwanga lya Afrika Uganda,
brought proof to prove that even the call in the nation Uganda,
kwara bikwambia wandikwe bitukufu,
it was marked in the Holy Scriptures,
nga bwetwaso kukulira mu kutandika,
as we first heard in the beginning,
era twawulira ko mu kyamateeka,
and we heard in Deuteronomy
esuli asatu mwebiri
chapter 32
olunyolo abiri mwalumu
verse 21
abiri mwebiri
and 22,
katonda bweyajjanga subiza Isirayiri egwanga erijja,
God came promising Israel of another nation that to serve him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
moved on to discover another secret,
why
the John of Heaven was moved in the Bible, to be able to prove the truth of the Bible, how it's in heaven, in the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We remember that some of those issues, why The Jan of Heaven was moved in the Bible. And it was revealed basically in the nation Uganda.
And
God rejoins to prove us the truth of the Bible. How it is in the heavens. In the Ark of the Covenant. In the midst of the cherubims. According to Revelations 11, verse 19. Rejoined to see the Ark of the Covenant in heaven. In Zechariah 5, and we saw the living scroll which flies, that which is in the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
that this is the truth, that those were first shown to Prophet Moses,
the
book of Exodus 25.
The
prophecies which have been speaking on nation Uganda,
the
Ark of the Covenant is meant to be in this nation, but not in the old way, but in the new way,
original.
How the Bible is in the heavens, in the Ark of the Covenant. And that's how we give it photocopy of the world. Then we got another reason why the Jan of Heaven was moved in the Bible. For we discovered it that because this Bible holds original in heaven, we are not accepted to subtract from it, neither add on the scriptures, neither to twist them, to shift them from their meaning.
As
first told us in Deuteronomy chapter
4
and the verse 1 and 2, as resumed to tell us in the book of Revelations chapter 22, 18 and 19, and he spoke saying,
whoever
subtract from the words of the book of God in the Bible, they have to take them off the portion of life.
And
if you move on to add in them, God will add on to you the punishments, as they are all written in the Bible. Now in that word, moved on to tell us in 2 Peter chapter
3
verse
15
and
16,
we are not accepted to twist the scriptures.
So
if you move on to twist them,
you
bring destruction upon yourself. Now we understood, according to Isaiah 28, starting from verse 7 and to 13,
and
we are given the rhythm of preaching within the Bible. 2 to 4 commands and above,
msonga yonne yigirizibwa,
upon every issue taught about that of the Bible. 2 to 4 scriptures and above, upon every issue taught in the Bible, to bring a revelation and to bring the knowledge of God from the Old and the New Testament in the different chapters. Now that is one of the reasons why this journey of heaven moved on to move through the Bible.
It
was revealed in the nation of Uganda. We ended and we still end with this Eden, and we are asking our question, why the journey of heaven was revealed through the nation Uganda. Let me hope we are on track.
This
summary is benefiting you much.
We studied
the details, but here I update you of their summary.
Why the
journey of heaven was resumed to be revealed through the nation Uganda. We know it that the journey of heaven is the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us, even we who are living now, even those who are going to come, to the coming back of Jesus. But he said that he revealed through the nation Uganda, bring the book of remembrance to all nations of the world, as he first spoke in Malachi 3:16, and the book of remembrance was written before the Lord and people who fear him.
And
we're given a work to resume till the entire world that our home is in heaven.
First
in 1 Timothy 6:7, that we brought nothing,
so
and we shall go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And Philippians 3:20,
kubanga iwafwe mu.
We were told that our citizenship is in heaven. And we await our Savior to come from there. Because we prepare all nations. Coming back of Jesus Christ. Because that he comes from heaven. And it's where we came from.
We
bring a book of remembrance to all nations of that. And no one gets destroyed for lacking knowledge. And that whoever gets destroyed, they just spoken in Jeremiah 22:10. Do not pray for the one dying. That's the body. Do not cry for the one dying. Don't weep for them. But weep bitterly for the one going. For that is your spirit.
Not
made it back to their home country.
And
tell all nations. Let them know that from Abraham, them to thought our home country, the best land of heaven, according to Hebrews 11, verse 8-16. And those are some of the reasons why the journey of heaven was resumed to best in the nation Uganda. As it was first revealed in the nation Israel, that prepared for the birth of Christ.
Now
we have much boldness. We brought the book of remembrance to all nations that our home is in heaven. And we await the Savior to come from there. That will take us to be there with the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now in that word, we resume to understand why the John of Heaven was revealed through the nation Uganda to be able to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
For he speaks in Matthew
chapter
24
in
the verse 14 that, and the gospel of this kingdom of God, it resumed be preached in all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Because we prepare the world for that, it was meant to bring the journey of heaven to reveal it through the nation Uganda, that we can resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we remember in Matthew 6:33, he says that first seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and next you need will be added on you. That word will remember one thing,
that
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it had gotten destroyed.
But
for the work of the call of the nation, we are given it to resume preaching it, to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus and the end of the world. Praise Jesus
much.
Remember, Israel was first given that work.
And
remember, the Lord Jesus explained, saying, right from the John the Baptist, the kingdom of God was being fouled. And those who entered it entered there violently. And we remember in the Matthew 10,
7
and
8,
he told the Israelites at the end of their work
or
their call,
and
say, if you go preach the kingdom of heaven is going
near,
and in that word, brethren, and you're given the journey of heaven to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We remember one thing. We first saw what is the kingdom of God. Discovered it in Matthew 12 verse 28.
You
say, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Now we came to discover it, that kingdom is in our midst. As is spoken in Luke 17, verse 21-22. And they asked him when the kingdom of God is coming. And he said, it doesn't come out only manifest, for it is in your midst. And they looked around, looked for the city.
The
Bible spoke of the Holy Spirit. According to Psalms 139, the verse 6 and 7, he said, where shall we run from your spirit and from your eyes? When we go in hell, it is right there. When we fly wings above, is up there. If we say we go under the earth, and the Holy Spirit is there, and it appeared that the Spirit in His fullness, as in Isaiah 11, the Spirit of the Lord, now made
it
to show us glory of the Father and the Son, the Spirit of wisdom, to show us foundations of the world, even the entire heavens, even all things in them moving on, the Spirit of understanding, connect command by command in things created, and line upon line, and
they
are put a little here, a little there,
according
to the order of the word of God. We saw of the Spirit of counsel,
who handles
seasons and time of everything in heaven and earth, and indeed the kingdom of God is in our midst. We looked at the Spirit of power, discovered is the one who grows bones in the womb.
Those
didn't come from the egg of your mother, neither your father, but he grows the bones in the womb.
And
we saw that Spirit of power
is
the one who grows all creations, suspend them in the firmament of the heavens, the stars, the sun, and the moon, and our planet.
But we
don't see that kingdom in our midst. But it's hard to see it, even to enter it, except when you are born again. For you can't see it there, it's in amidst. And it's the Holy Spirit and His works. We saw the Spirit of knowledge, who brings the light of God's knowledge, and the light of the knowledge of God's glory, and enlightens on eternal life. And
it
says the knowledge of the one true God, and the Christ Jesus
said,
gave us life in the first five phases.
Yes, he was
praise
when
Jesus.
And
we saw the Spirit of fear of God, who involves hating evil and to help many come from evil.
And
does many amazing threatening things in our midst. That's how we talk of the kingdom of God in our midst.
And
how we are to preach to the people and to seek for it. We first gave you a summary and we promised the detail to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We look to the righteousness. Preach the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We look to righteousness coming from believing, and the faith coming from hearing, and hearing the word of God. As said in Romans 10, verse 9 unto 17. Praise Jesus
much.
We look to moving on to see holiness. And we discovered you can't hold holiness except you do acts of righteousness, those coming from believing, as is spoken in James 2, 14 unto 17. Now we saw much on that word. We looked to see fruits of righteousness and holiness, and we discovered it as Matthew 7:21 and down. Matthew 7:17 down. And he
said,
you will see them by their fruits. In Malachi 3:18, he said, when you get back,
you
separate the righteous and the unrighteous, the one serving God and never
serving.
Now for fruits of righteousness we learned out, even holiness. We knew how we shall be in them and how we shall preach to others. For without holiness, we shall not see the Father. And we cannot move with Him except when we are holy. For He too is holy. And spoke that be holy as I am holy. And remember, we ended right there. That is the summary of all that we have been seeing. This day we have come to see what is the kingdom of heaven. Preach the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But we want to answer. We
base
in the nation Uganda.
We
speak of what is the kingdom of heaven. It's what we have to proclaim to the people that is drawn near.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What is the kingdom of heaven?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First of all, the kingdom of heaven. These are territories of the Holy Spirit. Even all creations, those which are got from the word of God, the Lord Jesus. He was gotten from the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First of all, the kingdom of heaven, these are territories of the Holy Spirit. On all creations which were gotten from the word of the Lord Jesus, the true vine, and we two are branches. He, the word, was gotten from the Father, who sits above the heaven. But all those brethren, these words you hear like today, Bible says we are so blessed to understand them. For not many people understand between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Most people say it is the same.
But
please move on to understand these words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God's given us a distinctive blessing and an amazing blessing.
But
we want to get explained today what is the kingdom of heaven.
You
can differentiate it from the kingdom of God because these are different.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God
to
give us the blessing, not secrets of the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This is a distinctive blessing. It's a distinctive blessing, a special blessing. When he begins with us, he says, according to Matthew, that we are blessed to know the secrets.
It
means that where cometh every day they say that this nation is blessed. Many have spoken of this nation being blessed. They don't know where it comes from to be this nation being blessed. Let's read those verses.
Matayo esule yekuminesatu
Matthew 13 from verse 16.
Naye amaaso gammwe galina omukisa kubanga galaba n'amatu gammwe kubanga gawulira. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu kubanga mazima mbagamba nti bannabbi bangi n'abantu abatuukirivu abayigombanga okulaba bye mutunuulira so tebaabiraba n'okuwulira bye muwulira so tebaabiwulira. 18 naye mmwe muwulira olugero lw'omusizi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He said many prophets and many kings, those who yearned much to hear of these words, even to be revealed of them, but they were not able. So we are highly blessed. I want that verse say you are blessed to hear those secrets.
Matayo esule yekuminesatu n'olu nyiriri olwekumi n'olumu.
Matthew 13 verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naddamu n'abagamba.
The answer told them,
mwe muweereddwa
omukisa. You have been blessed to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, we have that blessing as a nation called. For it was very hard to explain between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we have been distinctively blessed Let's repeat really this verse.
Matayo esule ye 13 nolu nyiriyo lwe 11.
Matthew 13 verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muwereddwa okumanya ebigambo ebyekyama ebyobwakabaka obw'omuggulu. Naye bo tebaweereddwa.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naddamu n'abagamba
mu answer told them.
Ndi muwereddwa mwo omukisa.
You are blessed.
Okumanya ebyama byobwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Know the secret of the kingdom of heaven.
Naye bo bali tebaweereddwa.
For the others you are not given it.
Mazima ensi yandi agadde okumanya.
Indeed, the world would have wanted to know.
Wakati w'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Between the kingdom of God.
N'obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu. And the kingdom of heaven. Era
biki ebiriwo?
And what is in there?
Naye muna omukisa guno tegwali ku bo.
Blessing wasn't upon them.
Gwasooka okubaako mu Isirayiri.
It was first in Israel.
Naye tegwavaayo bulungi.
It did come out well.
Wabula laba wajjalanze ebbanga lyonna
nga agamba. See how it's proclaimed all along saying.
Ensi eno ya mukisa.
That this nation is blessed.
Naye nga naffe omukisa gwaffe tumanyi we guva.
We too don't know where our blessing comes from.
Wabula omukisa gwaffe guva.
But our blessing comes from knowing the secrets of the kingdom of heavens. That blessing all along you spoke of, and that you've been hearing, and they say you are a nation blessed. For God knew
blessing
will be established how that is spoken of. That's how he had to take me in the journey of
heavens.
But when he took me to
Uganda,
I'm not taking you, but I'm taking Uganda to be blessed of its blessing, of knowing the secrets of the kingdom of heavens.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Me too, I give them to you, Uganda.
You've
given a work prepared all the nations for the coming back of Jesus.
And
resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. You have a special blessing. Not the first, second, and the third heaven, even what's in them. Right from the rim below, which is called the fourth heaven.
And
you know everything within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you know the rim below,
that
the fourth heaven, the
rim,
and everything in it.
No,
and you go to the rim above.
No,
and you know the first heaven.
Ne chibuga cha Katonda
Yerusalemu ekyomuguru. Jerusalem of heaven.
Ne
birimu. And that thing.
No,
in
it. Ogena
you go to the second
chitundu
heaven. In the rim above.
No, manya kubira mwebina.
You know of four living creatures.
Ne jitonde wakunsi.
Tower of spirits created on the world.
No, ogena muguru eliyokusatu.
You go to the third heaven.
No, manya kubira olusukuru wa Katonda.
You know of the garden of God.
And
everything in
not a
komoko, and you don't end there.
It
moves you above the heavens.
Then
you know what is above the heavens, in the new heavens and the new earth.
This is
the blessing all along
Uganda,
the
world.
That Uganda, you are blessed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
See, when I
knew that, I know not cast of myself, for I am blessed. Passing what for all blessing I've seen it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
repeat this verse, you understand.
Ruachi.
Why?
The plan
of heaven
Uganda
was revealed through the
kano.
And why this time
reached
the of the kingdom of heaven?
Tumanyo
we know what is the kingdom of heavens, separated from the kingdom of God. For we already understood what is it. Let's repeat this verse. Matthew 13 verse 11.
Matayo esule ye 13 nolu nyiriri olwe 11.
Matthew 13 verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muwereddwa okumanya ebigambo ebyekyama ebyobwakabaka obw'omuggulu. Naye bo tebaweereddwa.
You hear of that word?
Naddamu n'abagamba.
The answer told them.
Banayi mwe muwereddwa.
You are blessed.
Mulina omukisa.
You are blessed.
Not
secrets of the kingdom of heaven. But others, we are not given it. Let's move on to the next verse.
Matayo esula eye 13 nolu nyiriri olwe 12.
Matthew 13 verses 12.
Kubanga buli alina aliwebwa era alisukirirawo. Naye buli atalina alijibwako nekyali nakyo. 13. Kyenva njogera nabo mu ngero. Kubanga bwe balaba tebalaba. Bwe bawulira tebawulira. sote bategeera olinyole 14 naye Isaya biyalagula bibatuukiridde ebyayogerwa nti muliwulira buwulizi naye temulitegeera
owulidde bulungi
you heard well
baawulira ne ku by'eggulu
they heard of even of heavens
nimune tebaabitegeera
but they never understood them.
Omanyo omukisa gwe tulina.
You know the blessing we have to see.
Ne tulabira da ntwetegereza ntwetegera.
Analyze and understand.
Okulira ntuulira.
To hear we hear.
Ntufuna okutegera.
We get understanding.
Nti bo bali bali basobola okulira
ante gulu. We are able to hear of heaven.
Ninga tebaswa alitegera
lijiti. Not understand how is it?
Eranga swaso baswa nakulaba.
They cannot even see.
Ne kubaddo okuleta ekifana ekifana nyirize
gulu. Bring an imagination of how heaven appears.
Ne yugwera buli kimo olaba.
See you have everything openly. Bring understanding riches
to
you. This is the blessing I speak of. To know the kingdom of heavens.
Appreciate
it from what is called the kingdom of God.
This,
our work lead other nations to know all these.
Boost
in the blessing given us. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The other time as you studied, Matthew 12:28,
they
explained us what the kingdom of God is.
And we know
the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and His works in His fullness.
Read
there, we hear Matthew 12:28.
Matthew 12:28. Naye obanga nze ngoba dayimooni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde
n'agamba nti obanga ngoba dayimooni
if I cast demons
emizimu
the demons
by
the spirit of God
the
kingdom of God has come for you.
We
understood it
that
the kingdom of God
it is
the Holy Spirit in His fullness and His works. Is it not that?
Kakati chichitegeza obwakabaka bw'omu
what does it mean the kingdom of heaven?
Wanga bine bigabo biri mu Bible
yeno. What are two within this Bible?
Ulimo obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
There is the kingdom of God.
Mbamu obwakabaka bw'omu.
And there is the kingdom of heaven.
Oba waliyo byegendereza.
I don't know if you have analyzed that.
Waliwo abasoma obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Those who read the kingdom of God.
Bachivunura nti obwakabaka bw'omu.
It appeared that the kingdom of heaven.
Shibwe guli.
Is it not that?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Nayo lwa tugendo lwe guluka donalo abikulide mugwanga lefiya Uganda.
Journey of heaven God is revealed through Uganda. For the call of the entire world.
Revive the chance there same by
the greatest and the last revival.
Yasala wabikule bulichama.
He decided to reveal every secret.
Era yasusu tutegeza.
And he first told us.
Kakalo tuli mukwaula.
Right now we are differentiating.
Era ngatutegera obwakabaka bwo muguru cheche.
Understand what's the kingdom of heaven.
Tugere maso kubwaula.
That we move on differentiating.
Kweche chimanyidwa ngo obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
What's known as the kingdom of God.
Kubanga agambe Matayo 12:28.
Matthew 12:28.
Mwembanga ngobe emizimu kubwa moyo wa Katonda.
Cast demons by the spirit of God.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajidde.
Kingdom of God has come for you.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Kingdom of God.
Twachitegera nti moyo mutukuvu mujuvuwe.
Dude, it's the Holy Spirit and His fullness and His work. But what about the kingdom of heavens? For we have been blessed.
Say Matthew 13:11.
That you are blessed. Know all the secrets of the kingdom of heavens. Means we head into the territories.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The kingdom of heavens. It is not the Holy Spirit, but these are territories.
Omoyo mutukuvu
the Holy Spirit
mwakolere emirimu wakati mmasekati gabana ba
Katonda which does works in the midst of children of God
iranga chigambo cha kutunamuka mafi Yesu
in the word of God the Lord Jesus Christ
yeji ali mugwele yokushata
it is there in the third heaven
mumatwali
in the territory
kubanga ninga nina matwali
but these two are his territories you know that.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
I'm going to bring them, you understand them.
You
see above the heavens all those are territories.
But
it's not the kingdom of God. But it's called territories of the kingdom of God.
Which
is known as the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that word, when our Lord was explaining, he said in the Matthew 11.
Matayo esule yomunana nolunyiriri ole 10 olumu.
Matthew 8:11.
Nange mbagamba nti banja abalive buvanjuba nebugwanjuba Bali tula wamu na Ibrahimu, na Isaka, na Yakobo, mwakaba kubomu guru.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Na hanga mantimanji habari va.
Many will come from the east and the west.
Neba tula wamu na Ibrahimu, Isaka, na Yakobo.
And they sit together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heavens.
Otegera chie.
What do you understand?
Neba tula wamu.
And they sit together.
Abatula wa.
Those who sit where?
Mumatuali.
In the territories.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kati
now the kingdom of heaven. It's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Matthew 12:28
is
saying, if we cast demon by the spirit of God, kingdom of God has come.
The
kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit and His
work.
But the kingdom of heaven, there are territories.
Those
want to know of where they come from, where they head to.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Many
will come from the east and west. Those who come from the east, where are you? Try to analyze that word. You remember the wise men from the east? Do you know where they came from? They came from Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God said in this very season, many people to enter His kingdom of heavens. Even in the West, you know the West?
Europe.
Europe. Western. Europe. They will come from where and where? Matthew 8:11.
Praise Jesus. They will
come
from the west and the east.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But we
and they sit together, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. These are territories.
We're
going to see those territories spring from this world where we are.
That's
where we begin to reign with Christ while still in the realms down here. That's when he came
to the
world. Bible says he came in his own territory.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But those in their territory, they never understood and never believed him. But those who believed him gave them right to become children of God.
So
when we speak of kingdom of heaven, we speak of territories of the kingdom of God. But they begin from the planet Earth. The one who came came in his own territories.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on to the next verse. Matthew 8:12.
Naye abaana b'obwakabaka baligoberwa mu kizikiza ekyebweru. Yeriba okukaaba n'okuluma obujiji.
Nti naye abaana ate ab'obwakabaka.
But the children of the kingdom. You know, kingdom of God.
Abaana abandi badde ab'omwoyo.
Those who would have meant to be children of the Holy Spirit. They will be cast outside where there is gnashing of teeth. You know, even though hell is found in the kingdom of heaven, but it was put outside.
And
that's the outer court. It's a place outside there. On our territories, we don't want even know of it. And then we call it which place? On this world there are dead places. And you don't want to know of them. Others say Karamoja in Uganda. But there are other wild places like the deserts.
If
throw you in the deserts, you know you are finished. Now, hell in the kingdom of heaven counted as the desert ignored out there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Aboruganda.
But brethren, in the world we spend many seasons in it. Not only us living today, those who lived before us were there. Even we living, we are here. Even those coming. But we have a special blessing to be revealed of these words, to be appreciated the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, they had not differentiated them before. Is it not that? Give me anyone who ever defeated you the two words. And you give me scriptures to back them before I finish them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Man.
You know, there are things
and
they are not to praise about, but they are to prove
that
indeed this nation was called. It was given that blessing. Now we begin with the initials and you argue against them. Those of those calls. But where they move ahead, you will humble.
And
that stubbornness in the head, Satan puts in you.
Will
reach a time, put it aside. If you are of God,
you
will reach a time, hear the words of God.
You know,
many people say they have been given that call. Even others, they have been given a work to spearhead it. You spearhead what which you don't know.
Even
Apostle Mulindo of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
In
the World Trumpet Mission. I'm preparing, but those who fulfill the call are coming behind me.
He
says he has handled the call to take it on.
He said
in his book,
The Prophets on Uganda,
Obunabiku Uganda,
Anesunat Crossroad,
Gwanga Masanga,
Yayogera Mukonga Agam,
spoke it saying,
Zibangambi Kurangi, Yamulimunesin, and
told me to proclaim the work, but it's not me to do it. Those to do this work are coming. Right now we already arrived.
It
is no more any waiting. That's the reason why
we
know what to do. We know what to explain. That to lighten the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
So once you move on, be revealed that word. And understand. And understand between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heavens. For the kingdom of heavens, take a long try reading the Bible. Understand what is this one. But I see two words there. I see the kingdom of God. I see the kingdom of heaven. On the two I'm to preach one. Or I'll preach both of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
the one preaching the kingdom of God,
he
preached the Holy Spirit and all his works, even all his works.
Yet
the one preaching the kingdom of heaven has to show all those territories from this world and move to the third heaven to reaching above the heavens. That's the one preaching the kingdom of heavens.
And
let me ask you, brethren,
you
first spoke your to preach of the kingdom. What did you know to preach about?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And you
say we preach the gospel of the kingdom of heavens.
We
preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
You brought
which knowledge on the territories of heavens.
At least
the apostles did better than us.
According
to what commanded them. In the Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8, they were told like this. Matthew 10, verse 7.
Bwemubanga mutambula. Mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka.
Bwe mbanga mutambula.
If you move it,
mission gye mba wadde.
The mission I gave you.
Mubulira abantu obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Reach people the kingdom of heavens.
Era ndi busembedde bannange.
And it's drawn near.
Nga naye obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The kingdom of heavens.
Tugenda bwogera.
How do I preach about it?
Between the kingdom of God
and the
Torah for seek for it. It holds the territory where it resides. Even its righteousness, this territory is there we shall seek them from. Those are territories called the kingdom of heaven.
And
when Jesus commanded, he said,
that
if you go to preach the kingdom of heavens,
indeed,
I wonder what is that?
So
apostles tried. When you look to Apostle Paul, told us in Hebrews 11, we seek for the city of
Jerusalem,
God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Philippians 3:26,
heaven, they preach the kingdom of heavens. He came.
2 Corinthians 12.
He says there is even the third heaven.
They
try to preach us the kingdom of heaven. They preach two things: the kingdom of God,
Holy
Spirit and his works of righteousness,
and
kingdom of heaven. They preached both of them
and
enlightened us heavens and what is in them. John of Revelation, he showed us the city Jerusalem, the new heavens and new earth. Prophets like Isaiah, and they saw the heavens and earth which are, they have passed to see the new heavens. Apostle Peter spoke the same. 2 Peter 3, from verse 10 to down, heavens and earth which I will be taken away by fire, but we have the new heaven. Those preached of the territories, but taken many generations past, we don't know territories of the kingdom of heaven.
Most
say we're going to heaven.
Last
time we go with which body?
And
they don't know how they reside there.
Bafumba.
They cook.
Kubati bafumba.
Or if they don't cook,
but
they have toilet there or not? Now there came falsehood in the midst there. Those who moved to deceive us, that there are houses which are not finished yet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As I first told you, indeed that word is not an easy word.
A
person appreciates the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. God
has
given us a special blessing in the midst of the world.
You
know, it's spoken in Isaiah 19:25, he said, those days,
I'll
say, blessed be Egypt, my people.
Africa,
my people. What blessing were they to give us?
The
blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of God
and
the kingdom of heaven. And we've been given it. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And this very blessing, going to move to Assyria, the nations of Asia, to move back to Israel and then spread the entire world. Them too are to be surprised. Can they be known in that side? Let me tell you this. In the Africans, they don't expect people to come out understanding. And we are like the Nazarites. Can anything good come from Nazareth? But this time, God had put us on the dangerous substitutes. So many times Africa has moved
to the dangerous substituting,
to come out when things have failed. Then we played the football of God's kingdom, the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I
want us to play this football with carefulness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
For them
fighting the kingdom all along, but both us as dangerous substitutes, those who contend and who contend with Lucifer,
Satan is
contending with his demons.
Bible,
you know, Bible say,
In the Matthew 11, right from John the Baptist, kingdom of God found walls
and
almost moved violently up through there.
And understand
heaven is this and this to enter in it. It's a great battle involved.
Let's
read in Matthew
11. Matthew 11:9.
Naye kiki kye mwagenderera okulaba nnabbi weewaawo mbagamba era asingira ddala nnabbi olunnya olw'ekkumi oyo ye yawandiikirwako nti laba ntuma omubaka wange mu maaso go alikukulembera alirongoosa ekkubo lyo. Kumi na lumu ddala mbagamba nti teevengamu abo abalizaalibwa abakazi omuntu asinga Yokaana omubatiza naye omuto mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu amusinga ye. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri okuva ku biro bya Yokaana omubatiza okutuusa leero obwakabaka obw'omuggulu buwaguzibwa n'abawaguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi.
Olidde ekiriwo.
Have you heard what happens?
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu bwabulirwanga eggwanga erya
Israel. Kingdom of heaven was preached to the nation of Israel.
Naye bwaleetebwanga mu bannabbi.
But it was brought through prophets.
Nga boolesebwa eby'omuggulu.
And they were envisioned things of heaven. Understand what is moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When you
reach the era of John the Baptist,
kingdom
heaven began to disappear, not being known what's there and what's not there. And what is it?
Up to there
we found the same battles.
For
when he speaks Revelation 11, he
says,
even Jerusalem of heaven will be trampled
for some time.
Then God will send witnesses.
Then
they will witness the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
called us as witnesses in the entire world. What concerns the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
kingdom of God from John the Baptist. The battle is serious.
You need to
know what's in heavens and what's not there.
I'm
going to heaven, leave me.
I
ask you how heaven appears.
Now
there are many stories released which deceive us of heaven. There are many women and those men. And they have come out with falsehood. And they say,
in
heaven there are structures like of slums.
Yes,
Jesus on the world is
saying,
in John 14, I'm going into my father's
household.
There are many mansions, stored many of them.
I'm
going to prepare them.
After I will come,
take you there.
These
who come of this age, they tell us there are slum structures there. That again, there are funny structures. Those who are not so righteous, they reside in them.
Yet,
without righteous holiness, no one goes to heaven.
The
funny structures are like of chicken.
Stop familiarizing
the heaven of God.
They move on the city of God and the
kingdom of heaven,
and
they ruined everything.
And
expect God
to witness,
The truth how they are.
We as a
nation called for the
world.
We are witnesses.
And
where he speaks that you are my witnesses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For people
receive that things of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gamba,
and they told us that structures in heaven,
others
they have not finished them, others they have grown weeds in them.
Jesus
himself left the world
saying, there are many
torrid mansions in the house of my father. How dare you speak such words?
Say,
Apostle Peter has no house in heaven.
That
lives on the veranda of Apostle Paul.
You want to
have realized what Jesus promised in John 14.
There are
torrid Martians up there. I'll come back, pick you, take you there.
Bible says
he built the city for us. Jerusalem of heaven.
How dare
you tell us finer structures? You want to weaken us to work for the kingdom of heavens. We shall not weaken. Now God renews our strength.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
our work in the entire world.
We are
going to mobilize children of God.
Gospel
of the kingdom of heavens.
We
are going to get empowered.
Satan
trample the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
This
season is over.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For he
said,
that they have trampled the holy city, I will send my two witnesses. After they arrive, they will witness for a time which they put in place, which I will not speak of today. Right now, it's the work we are in.
Emphasis
the deceiving this world.
Let
explain the kingdom of heaven and you hear. It was fought.
And
we've been in the battle. But church, we have not been seeing
it.
We are in there's power. I see you take it. I see. God touches you. God touches you, feel a hammer.
No,
whip.
Nuka mama angaro ya mukama. Seri mwa dobo wa vuada katini.
God has not sweetness.
Satan ya chama misa dasema na jawa injiri wa kabaka wa katoni.
Took away gospel of the kingdom of God.
No butu kirimu.
Wa kabaka wa mungu. In the kingdom of heaven.
E ratu ba denga makani sanga butu tuula.
Churches as we sit.
Nane ne biyo mungu ne tunachitu.
But things of heaven we know nothing of them.
Chukanga tama zima.
Yet the
truth.
As if we've come on issues of heaven.
Yes, ye was
praise me. Jesus.
No,
our Lord said, the truth heaven is my throne. Even
earth
is my footstool. All they are my territories. Let's read Isaiah 66.
Isaiah esule yinkaga mo mukaga. Nolu nyiriri olisoka.
Isaiah 66:1.
Bwati wayogera mukama. Ntiyeguru yentebe yange nensi yentebe yebigere byange nyumba kije muri nzimbira era kipochi ekiri be kiwumulo kyange
yes you was with
praise Jesus
yeyogera ndi watu wayogera mukama
but praise the Lord
eguru yentebe yange
heaven is my throne
yentuleyo
that is where I sit
gano enseno
but this earth
nayo matwali gange mwange ebigere
byange also my territory is for my feet rest there
nyumba kije muinzo kuzimbira
what house can you build for me
zinina nyumba yange matwali gange
have my house my territories those of my kingdom
omanyu bwakabaka bwakatonda moyo mutukufu
kingdom of God is the holy state
na yali na matwali
gange but he has his territories
mapu yago ye guru
its map is the entire heavens
omanyu bwakabaka bwa Buganda webuli
kingdom of Buganda
exists
but it has territories
era bulina ne mapu ya Buganda
chibwe guru map of Buganda is it not that
but
the kingdom of God, it is there.
It's
the Holy Spirit and all his works. But he has territories of the household of the Father. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. What house will you build for him? All these are his territories. Those called the kingdom of heavens. But those words... when I first heard them, I told God I'll not speak of them. Me, they call me a mad person. He stayed me in the middle. Your brethren are the one who got mad. The words I tell you, they are truth. If you'll go to explain them, and they see as if you act mad.
But
they were turned upside down, they are like bats. Those on the doorpost see people entering. Bats hung on the door when they are turned upside down. Now you enter straight aligned. They say you have turned upside down yourself.
Ha 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 ha.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You think,
but except we bring proof to prove they're turned upside down. Can they prove they have turned upside down?
Then
you enter, it is looking at you.
Mama,
and it wonders.
These
people turned upside down long time.
Yet
we are light up. The bat is on the doorpost turned upside down. As you enter, when you move normal, they wonder. People move with their heads or lock. You two, you see it and you wonder. You have turned upside down yourself. Now, the one who can bring proof, the one appears that we look upwards like this, even heaven is out. The one who can prove the bat that you turned upside down. If you have to look, heaven is up there, you look up, not down.
No.
Human beings who are turned upside down, they need proof. You know, many religions are turned upside down. They are like bats. Even people of the world, even those moving in the false salvation,
and
turned upside down,
expect
they are going to marry in heaven.
Another
was taught to marry 70 virgins.
That
morality of Lucifer, you take it from our heaven, it never works there.
For he said, we're
going to be like angels in heaven.
Mark 12:25-27.
Now, brethren,
the
problem we found ourselves is that explain the kingdom of God. Explain the kingdom of heaven.
That
failed as I speak of now. As God sent dangerous substitutes to Uganda,
things
not fail, we have to overcome Lucifer.
Yes, we
have. Praise Jesus. This time have to overcome Satan. Kingdom of God, he fought the kingdom of heavens.
We've
explained them afresh. He too is grieved where he is. One day, in 2005, it was around October.
When
the time Satan sent Jezebel to attack me,
and
they tried to persuade me, put me on their side, and I meet them under the ocean to empower me. They tried to take me off the track. But on the last day,
the
fifth day to overcome
them,
you know, there too was a mystery involved
behind.
It involved knowledge. Overcome a certain religion which fellowships on Friday.
Which
free-headed the deception concerning heaven. But he said this, you're not the first of faults.
Though
you have overcome me, I will pass through your brethren. That's why I'm worried of you sometimes. Not in this way of seeing you. If you bring things not right,
I begin
see Lucifer passes through you, access me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I will stand as they have called me in the light of knowledge. I will bring the kingdom of heaven in the midst of people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you want
to change the thing, I see a seed of the junior Lucifer, not yet matured. That's why I'm so careful of you in goodness, even on the side of evil. For lest
you
near me
yourself
wreck the battle of fighting the kingdom of heavens.
Not
that I don't love you, but there is that word.
That Lucifer spoke.
That all
people beaten down have been beaten down through that.
Those
who are next to them. Or children.
Or wives.
Or friends.
People
of the real household, the church.
Your
enemy will be of your house.
The
evil Satan loves that much. But let us stand. He cannot overcome us. And he cannot pass through you.
If
you shut doors of your hearts.
If
you shut, only enter truth there.
In
all the session, you shut it outside. You will be more than conquerors. And you're more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren, what house can you build for this man? Our living God. For heaven is a throne. Earth is his footstool.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. The truth is this. What concerns the kingdom of heaven?
A word
which has been indeed far.
Not
easy to reach on it and understand it. Indeed, if it wasn't the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible, and they taught me as we also saw, even to draft these images,
it's
impossible to imagine it in your head.
You cannot
imagine it and say,
heaven,
perhaps it's like this.
No imagination to kuliko
it has the next second
the
it's also joined on the top of the other.
No,
even you get the other
no gata.
If you join them
Ogo,
up you
want.
Call that a human head. Why did you first do them yourself?
No agenda
you go to the third one.
I don't know
and you don't
know there. There
is another we bring show above the
heaven. And
we showed the new heavens.
We
started them with the Bible. And that's why we always started them. And you think that's a human head?
Hmm.
Who can order them? That's not a human head, my brethren.
God
have put his head to sustain a stand.
As Isaiah
48
says,
I am God who teaches you to profit.
And
who shows you the way you are to take.
Indeed,
I have no Bible college I've gone to except the one of heaven.
But let me
tell you, heaven teaches. And it preaches the righteousness of God as he spoke in Job.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the truth is this, brethren. All seasons, men of them.
We
could not get explained of those words. I don't know, Pastor Boss, how you had handled the thing before. Even Pastor
Muchiri.
Even Pastor Robina.
Florence,
Florence and the rest. You had ever shepherded before. I wonder how you handled
it.
How were you move these issues? This is not scorning.
You
do ask yourself.
If Muslim,
they gave you to be a pastor before, an apostle, a prophet, what were you to do?
What are you going to para para?
How were you going to try to survive? You're going to find a way.
Yet
God's people plotting them in peace don't understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Sometimes
you put in much strength. You feel you preach.
Yet,
kingdom of God says, before you preach the kingdom of heaven, you've done nothing.
When God preached
the kingdom of God, and the righteousness, and the kingdom of heavens, those words spoke
in
there, all the gospel is in those three words. The kingdom of God, and the righteousness, in the kingdom of heavens, they are found in those three words. The kingdom of God, and the righteousness, in the kingdom of heavens, they are found in there.
Maybe you had
me speak that word, but you're not yet got revealed of it.
Why all along
I spoke, we preached the gospel of the kingdom of God and of righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, and it says this. Let's read and hear. Matthew 6:33.
Naye musoke munonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe. Era ebyo byonna muli byongerwako.
Praise Jesus.
Naye musoke munonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
But first see the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The rest will be added you.
Ekintu ky'ononya kibaako gye kibeera.
What you seek for has a place where it is.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Kati bw'onoononya obwakabaka bwa Katonda bw'otamanyi gye bubeera.
Seek the kingdom of God which you don't know where it is.
Tomanyi bwe buki tomanyira gye bubeera.
Don't know what is it, you don't know where it is.
N'obutuukirivu bwennyini nga tobumanyi.
Even the righteousness you don't know it.
Matwale ki?
What territory?
Amatwale gali bwe gati.
The territories are like
this. Agamba nti waliwo amatwale ag'ewaggulu n'agawansi.
He said that territories of the realm above and realm below.
Era ng'agenda maaso tugamba.
And he moved on to tell us.
Tumba mwagala okunoonya obwakabaka bwange.
You want to seek my kingdom.
Omwoyo wange n'emirimu gye.
My spirit and his works.
Ekiri mutuukirivu.
Which are in righteousness.
Njaga musoka mujje mukope ku byene waggulu.
I want you first come copy things of heaven in the rim above and do them in the rim below, that on the world where you are.
That
prayer is Matthew 6.
Matthew 6:9. Musabenga bwe muti nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe, olinnya lw'ekkumi, obwakabaka bwo bujje, by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Praise Jesus much.
Yagamba nti by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi.
He said, I will be done on earth as it's done in heaven.
Amatwale gano lwaki galina ofaanaganya ebikolwa?
Why should these territories have the same things to be done in them?
Amatwale gega.
For they are the same territories.
Kubanga by'oyagala bikolebwa.
For what he wants to be done
mu ggulu
in heaven.
Bijje bikolebwe ku
nsi. To be done on earth. Our planet Earth is that one.
Most,
what's done is done by angels in the city of God. We have to copy them up there. Come do them in the rim below. Now imagine that you're meant to copy what's done in heaven for the rim above. You bring them, do them in the rim below and where this found our Earth. How
do
you have copied them when you know nothing of them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. How
do
you have copied and how were you to do that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The truth is this, brethren. This world you see
found
in the secular heaven, the fourth heaven to be created. It is taken the territory of the kingdom of heavens.
We
have to copy what's done in the rim above and we do it in the rim below. When
the
Bible speaks with us in John,
Yokana Esura Esura Esoka,
John chapter 1.
He said,
the Lord's coming on this world. He came in his own territories.
Them
two are his territories.
Yokana Esura Esoka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
John chapter 1:10.
Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu, yajja mu matwale ge naye abaali mu matwale ge tebaamukkiriza.
Owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard well?
Yali mu nsi.
He was in the world.
Makama afi Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Nensi yajikora.
And he made the world himself.
Ngaiti wachigambo kusoka.
And it was called the word initially.
Naye abaali mu nsi tebaamusembera.
But those in the world never embraced him.
Yajja mu matwale ge.
He came in his own territories.
those in his territory, they did not believe him. They never knew him. But all who got to believe him gave them right to become children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
long when the territory called the kingdom of heaven, because we are in one portion called the planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What happens that you change to move to the realm above? For there are two rims. We have the rim below, which is made of the fourth last created heaven, the fourth heaven, where we find our planet Earth and other nine planets. We find there the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heavens, and where there is the sun and the moon, where we find hell.
When
go beyond the kingdom of the stars, you reach the circular heaven. But remember, you'd be able to see what's inside it. We moved on, cut off the portion, but these are covered and circled within this circle of the heaven. Now you cannot go out of it.
When
you go out of that heaven, you go to what we call above the heavens. Now we are in there. Yet remember,
there
is also the rim above. The rim above is made of three heavens, and they are in the same size with the heaven of the rim below. Now it was very hard
to
explain those territories of the kingdom of heaven. But as the nation called, there are times I'm there, I say, Lord,
what?
How did you dare love us like that? Because you began from here to create the man. Others say, what is that?
Message,
which speak of those are the ones to be faster than this one.
They
are what we see in the weekly days.
And
that's where we are heading on, right there on the Tuesday.
And
we see the call of the nation in the history. And they show even the creation of man began from here. But there is a reason why the end of humanity has come back right here. You wait all that on Tuesday.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
You not come on
Tuesday evening, you will miss history, and they have backing of scriptures. Told you,
content,
information will humble that big headedness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You'll
hear information till the big-headedness will be no more. And you'll humble, then we serve God. You know, the word of God is living.
It can
operate that mind and your heart. It will burn it up. As we explain the word burns you,
all
foolishness will vanish from you.
And you enter
light of knowledge of God's word.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus
much.
But now you've heard well. According to John, chapter
1,
verse 10 to 11, he was in his own territory. Even earth is his territory. All long we spoke of territory of kingdom of heaven. It right springs from this world. The difference is one.
Those
territories of the rim above and the rim below.
And
the Holy Spirit, when he was explaining
in
mouth of the Lord Jesus
in
the John chapter 6, when you see the Son of Man go back from where he came from, he had territory he came from in heaven. And he came in territory of the rim below. And they say whoever you went is the one who ascended high. You can understand now all that. Let's read Isaiah. John.
Yokana esule yomukaga. Nolu nyiriri olwenkaga morumu.
John 6 verse 61.
Naye Yesu bwe yamanya munda muyenti abayigirizwa be bemulugunyira kino. Nabagamba nti kino kibesitaza olwenkaga mwebiri. Kale chiri bachitia wemulira abomwana w'omuntu ngali nyaje yali olubereberiye
ee ne babagaba naye
ne
wankubade yajja matwara
awa came in territory of the rim below and there
he is
when you see him ascend up
ngaddayo
and he goes back
matwara ageri
in the rim above where he comes from.
Yesu yebazi,
praise Jesus.
Ochato makuba kwatagana matwara ageri wakabaka bomuguru
doubting what concerns the kingdom of heaven.
They
come from where the planet Earth where we are.
Kwange si just katwali twala kati
nyo. Earth is a smaller territory.
Kabuga akalimu abantu abatini.
It's a city with a few people.
Akwogerwa ko mubulizi.
That's spoken of in Ecclesiastes.
Esule yo mwenda.
Ecclesiastes 9.
Okuva kunyole 13 nokukira.
Starting from verse 13 to down.
Kabuga akalimu abantu abatini kati nyo.
A city with a few people, a very small territory.
Kumatuare gari ama nina maiti defu.
Bigger territories.
Yesu yewazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Wemuli la wanga zeri.
He seem ascend back where he came from.
Nagati kankuyecha.
Let me tell you a secret.
Wadenga mukama wafu Yesu yeli avude mguweri yoku
sato. Jesus had come from the third heaven.
Chitundu echa wakulu.
In the rim above.
Naka mchitundu echa
wakulu. And he came in the rim below.
Weyada mwoku linye.
When he ascended above.
Okugena mchitundu echa wakulu.
He got the rim above.
Yasoka atina chona achita.
He first passed through it all. And went above the heavens.
It's
what we call the rim below and the rim above and the rim above the heavens.
There
you'll be able to explain territory of kingdom of heavens.
And
the other time those who fought, you heard the call of the nation. Things of ahead, they are what you brought first.
When
first heard the call of the nation,
that you don't rush
and you run with clusters and you leave the entire field.
Now he's brought
back ordering. You're going to just join. Foundation, if you have it not,
you
cannot organize what we first spoke.
For
the other part we started daily is going to join on this one.
Now
this one will give us the next. Ephesians
4.
I want to end here.
Abefeso esule yokuna nolu nyiriri olomwenda.
Ephesians 4 verses 9.
Na ye chigamba echo nti yalinya chigamba chi wabulo kugamba nti era yakka munju yeza wansi ezensi. Olinyo lwe 10 eyakka era yewuye yalinya wagulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna.
You hear what happened? The word that he ascended means what?
He
ascended in the lower realms. On the earth where we are. In the rim below. The fourth heaven. When he went to ascend,
past
the entire rim above. The first heaven,
where
there is the city of God, he passed it. He moved to the second heaven, where there are four living creatures. He moved to the second heaven, where there are four living creatures. He passed through there to the third heaven, where there is the garden of God. He went above the heavens.
at the beginning, where there's new heaven and new earth.
And
he came back to sit in the third heaven. That's where you will get to come pick us. All the map is available. Don't prove you to fail in this work. I have proof that we shall overcome. I don't want anyone of us get lazy to miss any knowledge on this thing. For it, you will get ashamed yourself.
They
will reach, call you Uganda, come explain us. And you are yourself Uganda. You reached there and said that day I was absent. Praise Jesus.
Oyo.
He who descended in the lower realms is the one who ascended above all the heavens. When Jesus reached on the world, he said that you are from the realm below. I am from the realm above. All along these are territories. We are in the realm below, according to John 8.
Yokana esule yomunana n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
John 8:23.
N'abagamba nti mwe muli ba wansi nze ndi wa waggulu. Mwe muli ba mu nsi muno nze siri wa mu nsi muno.
Owide bye yabagamba.
You hear what he told them?
Nze ndi wa matwala ageri
waggulu. I am from the realm above.
Mwe muli matwala aga
wansi. You are of the realm below.
Era abo mu nsi.
And you are of the world.
Matwala aga wansi.
In the realm down.
Era mu kitundu ekiyitibwa ensi.
And in the portion called the world. That's what they call the kingdom of heavens. Those who deceived you that they are in dimensions.
Maybe
it is right here.
Here is
kingdom of heavens in the portion called the world. In the realm below. We shall connect on our journey of heaven. We shall come back. Journey of heaven is part one.
In the
rim below and the rim above. In the brief.
Then part two of
the when we handle part two of the journey above the heavens, the new heavens,
the
new earth,
we
shall briefly handle them. God bless you.
Then
we shall branch all concerning this call.
Satan,
hinder us, go to heaven, all branch from there. The journey of heaven in detail of the call. The word of wisdom all branch off from there. The one who will be absent, you will be missing the foundation. God bless you. Thank you for coming.